Lorena, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
All right, we're going to start with your cover feature. It's an event that's coming back to Las Cruces, to the Convention Center this year. It's the Red, White, and Brew Festival, beer and wine.
Beer and wine. So it's local New Mexico beer and wine that's going to be featured at this event. This was actually, I believe, a Memorial Day event last year. They moved it over to July 4th, which I think is very fitting for the name. And they moved it inside, which is very nice.
Yes, with this
for the
heat.
Weather. So it's going to be indoors this year. The festival drew about 10,000 people last year. They did make some improvements. They listened to some people, you know, some feedback from people on their inaugural event. And, of course, they wanted to make it better and bigger this year. So, of course, you're going to have some beer samples, wine samples. There's going to be vendors, food. And then there's also going to be an area for kids to keep them busy. So it's a family event, too.
That's great. And that was a good start, 10,000 people. So
yeah.
This can be interesting to see how it goes this year. With this hot weather, though, I think that's probably a really good idea.
It is. It's
inside.
Nice, yeah.
All right. We also have a City of Las Cruces celebration for Independence Day.
Yeah, so that always kicks off the day before. We're all pretty familiar with the Electric Light Parade. And they started the tradition of having an electric 5K and run. And what I like about that is you see pictures of people kind of dressed up and they light themselves up too during their run. And of course, the Electric Light Parade. I do want to make note that the location has changed just because of all the construction around downtown. So they're going to be starting at Apodaca Park and then making their way to Mearsheite. And we have all those details in Pulse about the route, but it is a good thing to make note of that if you want to head out there and see it.
And people really enjoy this. And this year, you know, it always makes me feel older. It's like, I know it's Blue Oyster Cult. I know the band, you know?
Yeah, and this is the actual 4th of July celebration on July 4th, which is Tuesday. And the headliners are going to be Blue Oyster Cult. They're going to be headlining the entertainment for that evening. And then, of course, the great fireworks show. Festivities start at 4 p.m. with some kids' activities as well as some local bands that are going to be performing. So that, of course, is free to attend. And it's going to be a great show overall. We always like our 4th of July celebrations.
All right. Also, another free show on Tuesday is the Mesilla Valley Concert Band performing with a special guest.
Yeah, so every year they put on a July 4th concert. This one's going to be at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. The Air National Guard Band of the Southwest is going to be performing with our local Mesilla Valley Concert Band. This is one of their really popular shows. They're going to be performing some really great music, and it is free, and all ages are welcome. So please get there, first come, first serve.
Oh, okay. Good to know. And, you know, we talked about the heat. We are looking at triple digits as far as the eye can see. But there is some good news on the 4th of July, right?
Yeah. So for these past few holidays we've been having throughout the summer, they've been having free swim days at the city's outdoor pools. And again, the next one is going to be July 4th, and the following one is going to be on Labor Day. But if you want to head out there July 4th, the swim is from 2 to 3, and from 3:30 to 6:30 is the second one. And of course, if you have kids younger than 8, there needs to be an adult with them, but this is a chance for people to go out and enjoy nice, free swim time in the pools.
Yeah, I got to beat the heat. I think I'm going to be in the pool somewhere over the next couple of days to get outside still. All right. Well, the taste column is always popular in Pulse. And you have a restaurant that is iconic. It's been around a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, Paisano Cafe. It's hidden. If you've never been there, it's hidden kind of off the way, off of Avenida de Mesilla as you go into Mesilla. But it is a really nice restaurant. They have kind of different foods from what maybe we're normally used to. They do have that New Mexico flair, but they also have kind of more traditional Mexican food. And one that our reporter got was the Veracruz fish, which looked absolutely delicious. And then they're well known for their pecan encrusted chicken, their tortas, and their burgers. So it's something that you can check out, Paisano Cafe, and kind of give it a try if you've never been there, because it is a really nice atmosphere and it's a really nice selection of different kinds of foods.
And now I'm starving. All right. Lorena, thank you so much for being with us. You're going to have all those stories in Pulse in the Las Cruces Sun News.
Yes, thank you.